Thursday afternoon, 2:30 p.m. Eastern specials. You all know the Tony Mad Max show.
Huh. Man.
A lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. Really just a crazy week.
You've been paying attention to the updates with the voting coming in for the swing states?
Dude, I haven't touched Twitter in like a day and a half. I got no purpose to. Why should like it's all torture, man. Like you gotta just like wait. Like if you're gonna be scrolling up and down to see updates, man, they're not gonna come.
Yeah.
I'm here waiting for like I'm just sitting here like just going with the flow and seeing what happens. I'm not like these people that are freaking, you know, like refreshing their Twitter feeds or watching CNN or Fox News for like the last like 16 hours. That's not good for the brain. I know. I stayed up on election night till like 2:30.
You saw Trump come out and basically declare victory?
Oh, I did. Oh my God, man. This was not what we needed. It would have been, I feel like it would have been just a lot better if there was just like a landslide, which is hard. Here's the thing. Landslides in politics are hard, especially against an incumbent president. Really hard. I don't think a landslide was ever going to happen. It's really difficult. But for the sake of everybody's mental state, a landslide would have just been so much better right now because we could have been just done in just one night in like one sitting. But this is going to be like a 3-day event.
Yep.
A 3-day event, dude.
Man. Tell you what, Biden may flip Georgia and he may flip Pennsylvania. Looking that way, creep it up.
Man, I haven't really seen how things are, man. Like those percentages have stayed at like the same spot for like 2 days.
There's so much holdup in Nevada. The Nevada voting lines or whatever's going on there with the counting is just through the roof. It's so slow. It's like molasses.
It is. But see, that's why you got to turn it off and just wait for something to come.
Because I'm sitting there and I'm waiting. Is Biden going to win? Is Biden going to win? I want this to happen. You know, we're all going to be ecstatic if Biden wins this. There's a good chance.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, if you want my opinion, I think Biden has this in the can right now. That's just
it's just taking too long and it's dragged out.
Yeah, like the formalities are really just taking a while. I'm scared about this Supreme Court, dude, because this is the first time, like, because, you know, they're going to send this to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And this will be the first time we'll see this new court, this 6-3 conservative court in action. I don't know what it'll do, but if Trump loses, any state that Trump would loses, he'll just put lawsuits on them.
Yeah, you see it already. He's starting in Philadelphia. He's starting in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada. He's gonna start filing all these lawsuits. We've seen him file lawsuits already for these states.
Michigan, he filed a lawsuit on.
Yep.
Now if Trump wins Georgia, then he'll take that lawsuit off. He'll just be like, oh, okay, you're good. Next. Yeah.
If he loses, that lawsuit's coming in heavy.
He's coming in right back. I'll say this, though, and he's going to file a lawsuit on Arizona, too.
Yep. Why doesn't he just file it on New York?
Nah, because New York was very definitive. Did you see D.C.? D.C. went like 93% Biden.
Yeah.
It's like Trump's the president. He got like 0.6%. He's the guy that was actually like living there for 4 years.
Just think, everyone who he's living next to hates him, hates his guts.
This is crazy, man.
How about the viral video on Twitter? I know you've been off for a day, but it was on yesterday of the barbecue, beer, and freedom guy. Did you see that clip?
Oh, no. What was that?
Oh, I gotta send. How about I send it to you, and you get a live reaction, and we just see what Trump supporters are really like, man. It's just disgraceful.
Is this guy a Trump supporter or a Biden supporter?
He's a Trump supporter. Biden supporters don't act this way. You're gonna see it now. See if it sends through. This is just this tweet basically sums up of the base of Trump. You know it.
I wonder if I'll be able to even watch it if we're on Zoom.
Yeah, let me know if you can watch it.
Let me see. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All righty. That's like David. That's like a combination of like David Lee Roth and friggin' Sammy Hagar. Oh my god! Was that was in the middle of like a press conference? Did he just sort of jacked it?
Yeah, it was a press conference in Nevada when they were just explaining the votes yesterday, the voting situation going on, and he just basically crashes into it and just starts yelling. No security.
They're not coming. I think the guy like he got all pent up, and then in the end, he just turned around and just walked away. He didn't even run away.
We're stealing the election. The Biden crime family stealing the election. I don't get how could this be a stealing of an election when they're just basically tallying up votes, counting the votes from mail-ins that came in just yesterday and even the day before. They're counting. There's no stealing going on.
Fighting the Republicans, and Trump is fighting like he wants the states to count the votes that came in at 8 o'clock when their polls closed. So if your ballot came in after your poll closed in the state, then he wants them thrown away. That's what he's going to take to the Supreme Court. That's going to be the case. Now in Pennsylvania, I think they gave him until Friday, but that was the state. That was the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. That's the state court. Trump's going to take us to the federal court. So I told you 6 months ago this is not going to end clean. I don't know in what manner.
You did say that. It wasn't going to end clean. Look what we're going through right now. I think, like you said, I think Biden has the win here. We're just waiting slowly, slowly. It's a long, dragged-out process that's making everyone stressed out, and they're hitting the tequila bottle.
They are. Oh, my goodness. In Wisconsin and Michigan, like, I thought that Trump had those two states. That was just me at one point. But it was those ballots being counted, like, that were coming in because most of the mail-in ballots went blue, but the in-person voting went red.
We know why. It's basically the discourse between Republicans and Democrats. Usually if you're on the Trump side, you're going to go and vote because you don't believe in the pandemic and it's safe. The Democrats or even independents voted through in-mail voting.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't feel like going to these polls on election day and possibly catching the coronavirus. What was that?
I did mail-in voting.
You did mail-in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too.
I'll tell you this. It's a lot easier than standing on a line. You just go in any time. You can drop it off any time, dude. The box is open.
Yep.
Like, just drive up. Like, you can go at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. It's open. Like, just slide in.
That's it. You don't have to do any waiting in lines. Just fill out your ballot at home and bring it in.
I'll tell you this though, like, these networks need to get on the same page in terms of calling states.
That I agree. You look at the map on Google with the Associated Press. They gave Biden Arizona. Why haven't they called it?
Fox News gave him Arizona, too. Fox News gave him Arizona.
Who would have ever thought?
But CNN didn't. So I don't think CNN still hasn't.
And MSNBC, they haven't either.
You know why? Because each network has their own team of elector callers. So they're the ones that choose whether it's deemed right to call the state. Now, the Fox people could think differently than the CNN people. So they're gonna call states at different times. I think that there should be federal legislation put into place in that if you're called in, like, states should be calling every network and saying this is what the final decision is. It shouldn't be up to the networks to call it. It should be the state that calls them up. Like, you can't just be having one network giving a bunch of states to a candidate, and then you flip on to the next station over and they don't even have them called.
That's an issue.
Like, I don't get that. Like, it should be live. It should be like NFL Red Zone, where they go to each team that is in the red zone ready to score. Like, it's got to be live in the moment. You can't be like you can't be duping people like that.
Because it could be called back.
It's really just annoying because CNN took forever. Then you would go on Fox and you're like, wait a second, like, this is actually, like, they're actually calling stuff here. Like, I'm going to watch this. Like,
it could be for ratings.
Could be definitely for ratings. But that should be like a crime. It should be a crime when a network call, because that is your biggest election, like, ever. It's not like for Senate or House representatives or like governors. Like, this is president. The president, you need to be on the same page. All the networks, even Google. I mean, like.
Yeah, you typed in one of the presidential candidates. It says 264 to 213, right?
Yeah, that's like, I think that's Fox. And I think CNN has 253. I'm like, what is this? You know why? Because CNN didn't call Arizona.
But I think
it's like
so.
It's called, but it's called already. Like, is it, but like, because then you're questioning to yourself, like, is it really called? Like, is it really official? Like, did he really get those electors? Like, did I? They got to get on the same page, man.
They do. Because that's what you're misconstruing your audiences. You're confusing the audiences.
100%.
You got to get on the same page.
Also, it doesn't make for good television when one network has this and the other network has something completely different.
And it's very stressful, especially that Fox News called Arizona. You see Google call to Arizona, Biden's favor, of course. Then you turn on MSNBC and CNN, and you're like, why isn't that freaking state blue?
Mm-hmm. 100%. Now, I'll say this about Arizona. The main difference between this year and 4 years ago with Arizona, Biden flipped Phoenix. The Democrats actually got Maricopa County, the biggest county in Arizona, which has Phoenix, and I think Glendale. And I believe the Democrats also flipped Tucson, Arizona, too, whichever county Tucson, Arizona is in. And that was the difference. Trump had Phoenix 4 years ago. And, like, something changed, obviously. Like, the big metropolitan city where most of the population is in Arizona went blue. That's what's been the big difference. Now, Trump got most of the other counties, but with less populations. Now, that's how you do in states, too, with getting those smaller counties. You know, that's how Trump won Michigan, That's how Trump won Michigan 4 years ago.
Yep. You know what else is annoying? The guys that are in control of the big boards. Let's say, give you an example, Steve Kornacki. Do you have to be so biased? Just so, like, biased and trying to make this a win for Trump?
It depends on the network, dude. John King on CNN was like, he was fairly objective, but you could see his liberal bias. Now Bill Hemmer on Fox News, very biased towards Trump. Very biased.
MSNBC is biased towards Trump. With Kornacki, how Kornacki really? Was.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Just throwing little digs at the Democrats, throwing little digs, just trying to twist it in a way to see how Trump could win this election.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I don't know what's going to happen, man, but.
How about civil unrest? Because you've been big on this. The Civil War is coming. It's coming. You see the protests starting. There have been pictures surfacing all over social media, people carrying AR-15s. Trump supporters are very unhappy. They think we're stealing the election, which we're not. Votes are just being counted. Every vote counts.
That's why a landslide would have been so much better for this country. Just rip off this Band-Aid, like, fast. That's what you need to, like, because a landslide would have, like, it would have just been, like, for what it was. But with this now and court cases and the Supreme, oh, my goodness.
I tell you right now, if Biden turns over and flips these states, which could be Georgia, Pennsylvania, we're still waiting for.
If he wins Nevada, then it's over. He doesn't even need Pennsylvania or Georgia.
Yep.
But of course,
he'll get Nevada, Arizona. He's going to get Arizona.
Until we take it to the freaking courts, I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm telling you right now, if he is able to flip these states on top of winning Nevada, there's not much you can do. Take it to the courts. There's not much there can. What are you going to do? You're going to reflip these states to Trump's favor? Can't do it. You can try all you want. Just because he's president, we still have a democracy.
What he would do is probably try, like, he's probably try recounts or tell the Supreme Court, listen, these ballots were just brought in after 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. Whenever their poll closed, they need to be thrown away. They're not, they don't count. He could try that. Like, you know, he's so unhinged. Like, I honestly have no clue what's going to happen.
He's not prepared to lose.
Now, understand this, too. Donald could run again in 2024.
Do you believe that, though? There's a lot of things that could come into play in this.
He's really old. Does he have one last run in him? I don't know. But don't count out Don Jr.
That could happen.
The support of the Trump name is still big, man. I mean, this is not the end for Trump in politics. It really isn't. That family is going to be around for a while.
I hope not. Hope he just goes away. That's the only issue, man. I've never had a problem with any president that has ran this country since I've been alive, since history. I know there's the backlash there with Nixon, of course, which is rightfully so at Watergate. But in the history of the country, yeah, with the recession. But besides that, but we didn't hate Bush like this. This is something different. This guy and his family cannot run this country. It's dangerous. It's a threat to democracy.
Well, when you have Barbecue Man running into press conferences, man, the presence is still there.
That's Fox News. Fox News spins up their propaganda, the fake stories, and they buy into it. That's all Fox News. The Biden crime family. Like, what is that?
Biden crime family.
What the hell is the Biden crime family? Is he part of the mob?
Like he's freaking Tony Soprano or something.
The Biden crime family.
But listen, I think that this election is pretty much done and we're just waiting it out. I haven't put on any sort of political channel on for the past day and a half. Haven't really gone on Twitter. I got no reason to, man. I'm not putting myself through that.
You're one of the only people that can actually uphold that. There's not too many people that haven't turned that channel.
Yeah, I stay off that. I got no because number one, it's all redundant. Like they say the same thing. They're like, oh, well, you know, if he wins this and this and this, or like, oh, like he needs this percentage to win. It's like you've been saying that for the last 16 hours.
Where are the results? Where are the results?
He goes, well, we only have a small amount of ballots. Let's see, 90,000 left to count.
I'm I really don't know what's taking so long for these damn votes to be counted. They're staying overnight, right? I know the Pittsburgh Steelers paid for the Pennsylvania people who are counting the votes for their food expenses for dining overnight to count these votes. Just what is taking so long? It's either this, you open up the envelope, Trump, open up the Biden. Let's go. Get more people in there. What is going on?
Well, they're manually counting them, man. Like, that takes a while. We've had record turnout. Record turnout. You know, Biden has had around, like, over 5 million more votes put his way than Hillary Clinton did 4 years ago. Turnout was huge.
Because no one wants Trump to be president.
And it was also the mail-ins, too.
Yeah. People, I think, as bad as it was, Pavetta, because what was your reaction on election night when you just saw this red wall of states, which was expected, but we know what Trump is. This is a dangerous president, and the red states still back this guy. It was scary. Yeah. I thought Trump was winning the election clean slate.
Hey, you thought it was going to be like a repeat again?
Yeah. I was like, this is 2016 all over again. And I couldn't believe it because we have the pandemic, comments he's made. I mean, he made comments before he won 2016 that just didn't even touch him, didn't even hurt him. We can go back on that. I really don't want to dive into that territory, but he said outlandish things. He's the losers and suckers for the vets. You can't be a vet and support this guy. You can't.
Listen, like I said, we'll see what happens. And whatever happens, does.
Weren't you getting that feeling again, though, that this is going to be 2016 all over again on election night?
I did. When I saw, like, how things were flipping in Wisconsin and Michigan, I was like, oh, boy. Oh, boy. And when I saw he came back and won Ohio, because Biden nearly won Ohio. And if Biden won Ohio, that would have been the end. But Trump came back and won Ohio. I was like, oh boy, he's making his comeback. The thing I didn't understand is that
Hillary Clinton was so unlikable. Yes, I voted for her because I do not like Trump, but she was so unlikable. Biden isn't disliked like Hillary is. So what is the deal here with Biden? There really is nothing.
Well, he's a career politician, and there's a lot of people just don't like that. And you know, like it makes sense for why they wouldn't. But
if I'm gonna give you a scenario here, and I'm curious to hear what your answer would be. Let's turn back the clocks to 2016. If Bernie Sanders runs for president for the Democrats, does he win that election over Trump?
In 2024?
2016.
If he ran in 2016, I think he does.
He wins the election.
Because the turnout would have been much better for the Democrat side.
Yeah. I agree. I've been theorizing on that lately. I was thinking it to myself, what do you want to bet if Bernie Sanders ran in 2016 for the Democrats? We wouldn't even be having a discussion about Trump right now. Bernie Sanders would have been president. They'd probably reelect him for this election. But now we have Biden, which I like Biden. I don't have a problem with him. I did not have a problem. As my first election being allowed to vote, I did not have a problem voting for Biden. Hillary Clinton, I get that. She's not really likable. It's just that's what I don't understand about the people voting in America. Because you look at Trump and he's just a monster. You look at Biden, there really isn't too much to dislike about this guy.
Mm-hmm. I get what you mean. But, dude, we got 4 more minutes left. Let's spend some time talking about Joe Douglas and the Jets. Let's get off the political stuff because it's killing me.
Yeah.
And
Where should we start first, man, with Joe Douglas? Him saying that Adam Gase is the perfect coach, or that Sam Darnold is the quarterback of the future for the New York Jets? What is the most outlandish comment from him?
I think his most outlandish comment was when he said something, and I'm just paraphrasing, how he overvalued Robbie Anderson in the free agent market. He said that he basically admitted that he assumed that Robbie was going to get more on the market than what the Jets were going to be willing to give him. And he was surprised by how little he got from Carolina. That is an absolute failure of duty from a general manager. You got to know what your players are worth. You got to set the standard. He was a player on your team. Now, I get that was his first real offseason. But, damn, man. Like, he's got to do better than that.
I did not like Joe Douglas since the minute he stepped into this organization and took over. There's something about him. Everyone was praising him. Oh, he's this great guy. He's this great GM. What has he done? His draft picks haven't turned out.
Except for
Beckman. He didn't do anything during free agency. What has he done that's a positive?
Draft Mekhi Becton, I think, because I think Becton's going to be a really good player. Mims has the potential of being a really good player. But do you really get the sense of Mims being a number one receiver?
No.
Not right now. Well, because he's not instituted into the Adam Gase offense.
Adam Gase chooses what he wants and chooses who he wants to get targeted. That's the problem. We discussed this last night over text message. Why is Frank Gore getting all these touches?
And not LaMichael P. Ryan. I get you. It's his plan. But what's Joe Douglas's plan? I guess he's committing to Sam Darnold because he said he's the quarterback of the future.
That's
unless
a bad
Chris
move.
Johnson comes in.
Bad move. If you get the first pick in the draft this year, Pavetta, and Trevor Lawrence is there and they pass on him, because we'll cover the draft night. We'll cover it because we did it last year. We'll cover it again. I had a great time. You thought I was bad last year. You've seen nothing. You haven't seen nothing.
Are you ready for them to trade back?
Watch. And you know, the Jets have an interesting game this Sunday. The Patriots.
Mm-hmm. No, not
could they
Sunday,
lose this game? Could the Patriots lose this game? Yeah. Oh, it's Monday night.
Yeah, Monday Night Football.
Could they lose this game? If they lose this game, the Patriots, they keep losing. Maybe they are losing to get the number one quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. And if that happens, Pavetta, and the Jets trade back and the Patriots somehow creep in and take that pick? Oh, boy.
What if the Jets traded back? What if they traded the number one pick to the Patriots to get their quarterback?
Oh, you could see it.
I think you would just take all your Jets stuff and burn it.
I think I would. I could see it. This organization makes the worst moves. The worst moves, Pavetta. We've never seen an organization like this. If Joe Douglas is really stating his backing and support for Adam Gase, this organization is just heading into even a further black hole that they are already in.
I agree.
And how did they come out? There really is no way you come out. You delve in further and you solidify Gase as the head coach of this Jets for years to come, as well as Sam Darnold as your franchise quarterback. It's going to be years, years and years and years and years until this Jets turns their franchise in the direction. They haven't moved a step in the direction down the right path. They haven't moved down the path into the direction.
He basically said that Gase is a part of the solution. So, in essence, the players are at fault. Or he's at fault for not getting the right players, because it could also mean that he doesn't have talent. Well, who's the one that provides the talent? The GM.
He does.
So he's blaming himself. Like, yep. There's so many avenues of just failure on this team.
It's everyone pointing fingers at each other. That's it. Adam Gase is going to point at the players.
Adam Gase, if they go 0-16, are they really going to fire the guy?
I don't see it, man. I thought they would, but not after what Douglas said.
Unless Christopher Johnson steps in.
Do you see him stepping in? I think he's been brainwashed.
Or when Woody Johnson comes back, because it's going to be a different cabinet. Like, maybe Woody Johnson comes in and goes, Gase, get the hell out of here, man. I didn't hire you.
Bring back Rex.
No, you can't bring back Rex. But why not Eric Bieniemy? I've been saying that for weeks. Bring in Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Why not?
Because you saw the brilliance of the offense of the Chiefs when they played the Jets. Like, oh my God, like it was so beautiful. Now, some of that is Andy Reid too, and I think some of that is Eric Bieniemy.
Anything is better than Gase, man. Anything. We know that.
100%. Could you imagine if they had Joe Judge, the Jets? Had Joe Judge, I think they would. I think the Jets would have like two or three wins.
Yep.
Because he would actually put in accountability, and he's not.
Where is the accountability? You see the same mistakes every week. They're getting blown out. Adam Gase in the press conference, I'm not here to get my face kicked in. I'm here to win. Where is the winning coming from?
There is none. They're 0-8. Now, this game on Monday night is probably their best chance of getting a win against the Patriots.
It's an interesting game, and I say it at this. Because the Patriots could lose. Maybe they're secretly losing to get that number one pick or somehow get in contention to get Trevor Lawrence. But then again, you have to look at it. Is Bill Belichick really going to lose to the 0-8 Jets? I don't see that.
But who's their quarterback? Jarrett Stidham?
Yeah.
Like, they don't have Edelman. They tried to trade Stephon Gilmore, but they couldn't. So he'll be playing. Who do they have to throw to? Like, the Jets could win.
I don't want them to win. I do not want them to win. Keep it losing.
They may win. You know what? Who do they play after the Patriots?
Let's check. We're going to be checking the schedule here, see who the Jets play after the Patriots. Let's check. Chargers?
Yeah, they'll lose.
Yeah, they're losing that game.
But they'll play the Patriots again at the end of the year.
Last game of the season, they play the Patriots again.
They may win. They may win that game just to be a nice moral victory to give to the fans on the last game of the year. They may do that.
Yeah. Oh, are they the 0-8 team or are they the 2-14 team this year?
Exactly. They're going to ask that. It goes like, well, we won two games.
Yeah. Well, we did beat the New England Patriots.
But two wins could decide whether they're going to be the one or the number two for the draft. That's why it's so big.
You have to keep a close eye on what the Jacksonville Jaguars do.
Or the Giants. Giants only have one win.
And the Texans.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Texans have their quarterback.
That's true. Good point. Deshaun Watson. You got to watch Jacksonville and the Giants. But the Giants, I feel as though that they're going to stick with Jones. Do you have that feeling?
If they can't get those turnovers down, I don't think they do.
Especially the red zone percentage. Anytime he goes to the red zone, he throws that interception on the 1 yard line.
If they get the number one pick, the Giants, you're taking the quarterback. You're taking Lawrence. You can't sell to the fan base Daniel Jones. You just can't.
Just like the Jets can't sell especially me. I haven't liked him since he came in here. Sam Darnold. You cannot sell me that. Cannot sell me him.
At one point, he could have.
He could have, but not anymore. I didn't like him at all. You know that.
Mm-hmm. but are you ready to wrap this up?
Yeah, man, I'm ready to wrap it up. And you we're just waiting here for the election results. It may take. Uh-huh. I'm here now till Sunday to count in really? Nevada. Yeah, the counts to fully come in from Nevada. There, you know, the turmoil's coming on the streets. You know it is.
It's gonna be crazy. Hoping to God that, you know, things go as smoothly as possible. But we'll see what happens. So,
yep.
All right, man. My socials are at TANOOCH96, at TANOOCH96. That's Instagram.
Yep. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at TheRealMax, TheReelMax. Once again, TheReelMax. Go check out all of our previous shows, visuals, especially on my website, maxrcoughlin.com, maxrcoughlin.com. Go under shows. You'll see Tony and Mad Max. Check out my YouTube channel, Sports and Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max. You'll see all the Tony and Mad Max shows from the previous weeks. And yeah, I just hope everything goes smooth, like you said. Let's pray that Biden secures this win and that nothing fishy goes on with the Supreme Court. And we can get on with our lives and move this country in the right direction.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. So, everybody, stay safe. Thank you for tuning in. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. And we'll see you all next time. So long. So long.